As around 24 anti-abortion protesters demonstrated outside of Strong Hall, where the exhibit has been set up, a crowd of students gathered to soberly look at what can best be described as some of the most gruesome photographs of abortion procedures. But what's created this latest uproar is the context in which those graphic pictures are shown. On each massive 14-foot by 6-foot photo mural are displayed three images. The first is a black-and-white photo of hundreds of emaciated Jews lying dead in a ditch. The caption underneath reads, SS. The second photo depicts a lynching scene with an African-American male hanging from a tree. The caption below reads, KKK. The third photo shows in color the bloody dismembered head of an aborted fetus being held in the surgical tongs of a doctor. The caption underneath reads Planned Parenthood.
This process is very much about getting these pictures into students' heads.
Greg Cunningham is executive director of the Los Angeles-based Center for Bioethical Reform. It's his organization that was responsible for bringing the exhibit to the University of Kansas. They were invited to do so by a campus-based Christian organization. Cunningham says the exhibit, called the Genocide Awareness Project, is intended to shock and outrage those who see it.
The students typically respond angrily, but as their anger diminishes and we leave, the pictures stay in their minds, and as they recall the pictures to mind, their sense of what abortion is and does is going to be altered.
Cunningham defends the exhibit's comparison of abortion to the Holocaust and slavery because in each case, he says, the victimized group has been classified as less than human. It's a comparison that some students found offensive yesterday. Sally Puglio is with the KU Pro-Choice Coalition.
They're trying to say, okay, here we are, we killed African-American people because we thought they were subhuman, and that's what we're doing to fetuses, to babies. But of course, I make the argument that anti-abortion laws treat women as subhuman, and I think we can see that all through our culture.
While the KU Pro-Choice Coalition engaged in a peaceful protest of the exhibit yesterday, that hasn't been a campus-wide response. When the exhibit was first displayed at the University of Kansas on Sunday, a small group of students tipped over one of the display signs. Another man punched an exhibit employee in the face. And as the violence escalated, a KU student was arrested after plowing into the outdoor exhibit in his car. Exhibit organizer Greg Cunningham says this is the first time the display has provoked violence since it was made available to college campuses more than a year ago.
That should be a wake-up call to this university, that work needs to be done here among the students to help them understand that when you disagree with someone's point of view on a difficult issue, resort to violence is not an appropriate response.
But yesterday, with a heavy police presence in evidence, KU students chose to engage in verbal rather than physical sparring. One KU senior argued with exhibit organizer Greg Cunningham over the accuracy of equating a woman's decision not to go through with a pregnancy with that of black lynchings in the South and the extermination of the Jews in Nazi Germany.
It has to do with the woman not wanting to go through 9 months of having a baby inside of her.
Right.
And that is her choice as a woman.
And it was the choice of the people who said, I'm going to decide whether African Americans are people or not. I'm going to own them or not as I will. I'm going to kill them or not as I will. And they made constitutional property arguments to defend their position. And I'm saying that's exactly the same argument conceptually being made about unborn children today.
Where are you when the babies are born? Where are you after the fact, when these babies are having to live in poverty for the rest of their lives in some cases?
That wasn't the only question Cunningham was forced to answer. Other students were upset that the photos were displayed in such a public place, right on KU's main thoroughfare, Jayhawk Boulevard, where it would be virtually impossible for students and staff to avoid seeing them. One black student leader told Cunningham that the display is offensive to every African-American and Jewish student on the University of Kansas campus. But Veronica Shorter, a senior in journalism who was passing the exhibit between classes, made it clear that was an over-exaggeration.
African-Americans, we individuals. You can't put us in a group and say that we the same because we're not. I'm an African-American woman, and it is not offending me. Killing is killing, and there's no unfair comparison because that's just killing.
Other students complained of feeling physically ill on seeing the photos. One asked a KU police officer, why are they allowed to be displayed on the KU campus? He replied simply, it's the First Amendment, and the lawn outside of Strong Hall is a public place. The exhibit is scheduled to be displayed at various locations on the University of Kansas campus through the end of the week. The display's organizers have planned a public debate and forum on the issue. That's set for 7 o'clock on Thursday night at Budick Hall. For Kansas Public Radio, I'm Nick Haynes reporting.